Please turn with me to New Testament.
Philippians
chapter 2.
新约腓立比书第二章第十三节。
New Testament on Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
我们再读一遍。
Let's read it one more time.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
我们请同低头点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们俯伏在你的面前。
Father, we simply bow down before you.
愿你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
愿圣灵在我们里面向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak in our heart.
把你的话翻译启示在我们里面。
And interpret your word inside our heart.
好叫我们在这末世的时候。
So that in the very end time.
不做糊涂人。
We will not be people of the stupor spirit.
真是能够明白主的旨意如何。
So we will know your will.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主啊，在已过的周末里头。
We thank our Lord that in the past weekend.
有几位弟兄姊妹他们在福音营决志归向主。
A few of our gospel friends, they are now our brothers and sisters, have.Receive the Lord in the gospel camp.
走上这条有福的道路。
And now they are walking in this blissful way.
这条道路呢，实在是充满了神的祝福。
And this journey is filled with the Lord's blessing.
而且它呢有永生的盼望。
And also we have this eternal hope.
但是这条路呢，虽然是有福的道路。
Although this is a blissful way.
它是确实需要进窄门走窄路的。
But it requires you to enter into the narrow gate, walk in the narrow road.
我们决志归向主啊，只不过是信主的开端呢。
When we resolve in our mind to receive the Lord, this is just the very beginning.
前面有一条漫长的路啊，在等着我们去走。
And ahead of us awaits this long way to walk in.
这条路呢，有的时候有崎岖，有坎坷。
Sometimes it's difficult, it's winding.
有的时候我们会下沉，会软弱。
Sometimes we'll be very downcast and we will become weak.
这是一生要走的路。
Nevertheless, this is the way for our whole life.
在走这条路的时候呢，
As we walk in this way,
里面有一个非常重要的性情啊，必须让神坐在我们里面。
There is this one very important message which God has to work in us.
就是要神赐给我们一个坚定的性情啊，走在他的道路中。
That is that God should give us this steadfast character so that we can walk in his way.
在雅各书里他怎么说？
In the book of James we read,
他说我们来祷告祈求神的时候啊，
As we come to pray to God,
我们要凭着信心求，
We have to pray by faith,
一点都不疑惑，
Without any doubting.
因为疑惑的人呢，
He who doubts,
就好像那个海中的波浪啊，被风吹动翻腾。
It's like the wave of the sea being tossed and driven by wind.
他说呢，这样的人呢，不要想在主那里得到什么好处。
Such a person can never receive anything from the Lord.
他继续说，他说，心怀二意的人呢，在一切的事上都没有定见。
And James continues to say that he who is double-minded can never be stable in any way.
我们呢，越走这条路了，越发觉是实在需要在我们里面这样做。
Now, the more we walk in this way, the more we feel that we do need this steadfast character.
需要把他那个坚定跟随主的那个心智摆在我们里面。
We need the Lord to place this steadfast spirit to closely follow our God.
不但是我们里面感情的那个激动。
Not only our emotions being stirred up,
更是我们意志中的定规。
But also in our volition, in our will, we have determined so.
不论发生什么事情，我跟定了主。
I will follow the Lord to the end.
那么在圣经里面呢，它有很多的教导啊，说到我们意志上的那个坚定。
Now, in the Bible, it has so many teachings about the volition, the steadfast will.
一面呢，神呢，他说到在神在耶稣基督里面要赐给我们一切的丰富。
On the one hand, the Bible tells us that God in Jesus Christ will give us all the fullness.
一面呢，我们对这个丰富，对这个救恩呢，要有回应。
On the other hand, we have to have some response to this fullness and this salvation.
所以在中文圣经里面呢，他常常用到一个字啊。
So in the Chinese Bible, we often see this word.
就是要。
Do.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Husbands, do love your wives.
你们做儿女的要孝敬你们的父母。
Children, do obey your parents.
你们的做仆人的要尊敬你们的仆的主人。
Servants, do respect your masters.
我们在读罗马书第十二章的时候。
As we read Romans 12.
他说到我们要把自己献上当作活祭的时候。
When Paul says we shall offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
他一章里头啊，中文圣经总共用了将近20个要或不要。
In that one chapter in the Chinese Bible, it has 20 do's.
说呢，要殷勤不可懒惰。
You should not lack in diligence.
要心里火热，常常服侍主。
You should be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
在指望中要喜乐。
Joyful in hope.
在患难中要忍耐。
Patience in tribulation.
祷告要恒切。
Pray in steadfastness.
圣徒就缺乏要帮助。
Help always all the saints.
哇，这个要呢，不单是说到神的命令。
Now,The Bible says do this, not only it is the commandments of God.
是神要我们这么做。
It's that God wants us to do so.
更是说到了我们里面要。
But it also says that within our hearts, we want to do so.
我们对神的那个命令的回应。
This is our response to God's commandments.
当我们信主以后呢，我们呢开始一个崭新的一个经历。
Now after we believe in the Lord, we will embrace a brand new experience.
从前呢，我们呢是自己做主的。
Before we were our own masters.
信了主以后呢，我们来了另外一个主人。
After we believe in the Lord, we now have another master.
哎呀，我们常常不知道在我们做事情的时候是主做主呢，还是我做主呢？
So we often don't realize when we're doing things, it is either the Lord being the Lord or I am being my own Lord.
没信主以前呢，很简单的。
Before I believe in the Lord, everything seems to be so easy.
总是我自己做主。
Because I am my own boss.
信主之后呢？
But after I believe in the Lord.
是主做主呢，还是我做主呢？
Is the Lord being my master or myself being my own boss?
基督徒呢，犯了最少三方面的错误。
Now Christians often make these three mistakes.
有的时候呢，我们就活得像没信主以前一样了。
Sometimes, a lot of times, we live as though we were non-believers.
我们信了主了。
But, or afterwards, we believe in the Lord.
我们得救了。
After we're saved.
但是呢，一切的事实我自己仍在自己做主。
But still, we are our own masters.
我们好像没有另外一个主一样。
As though we do not have another master.
但是呢，有时候基督徒呢走到另外一个极端去了。
And then sometimes Christians go to another extreme.
哎呀，真是觉得自己软弱啊。
They feel, oh, we're so weak.
我什么事都做不来啊。
I cannot do anything.
主啊，你做吧。
How about, Lord, you do it all?
你从头到尾你都包了。
From the very beginning to the end, you take it all.
你负责起头，你负责结尾。
You take responsibility of the beginning and the end.
完全你自己来做。
You do it all by yourself.
是这样子吗？
Is it so?
那有的时候呢，我们觉得这样不对啊。
And sometimes we feel, no, this is not right.
所以说呢，一半主做主，一半我做主。
So we say, well, half of the time I'll be my own master, the other half.
我祷告的时候呢，主做主。
When I pray, the Lord is my master.
我生活的时候我做主。
But when I live, I am my own boss.
你要知道这是一个福音的奥秘。
We know this is truly the mystery of the gospel.
是基督徒一生所学的功课。
This is the very lesson that all Christians have to pursue all their life.
到底是谁做主呢？
Who is the master?
在腓立比书二章十三节，他怎么说啊？
In Philippians 2:13, we read.
他说：“你们立志行事。”
Whether you will or you do.
都是神在你们心里运行。
It is the God who works in you to do.
我要成就他的美意。
For his good pleasure.
你看是神他先有一个美好的旨意在那里。
So we see God first has this good pleasure.
他在我们里面运行。
So he works in us.
让我们里面有回应。
And then to create this response from.
然后我们呢，立志。
Then we will.
我们行事。
And then we do.
成就他的美意。
Things for His good pleasure.
啊，你发觉呢，这实在是一个奥秘啊。
So you see, this is such a mystery.
也是一个非常有福的经历。
It's such a blessed experience.
可是呢，却是一些基督徒一生学不好的功课。
But this is also the very lesson that all the Christians can hardly master all their life.
圣经呢好几次告诉我们
The Bible has told us several times
他说呢我们呢是神同工的
That we are God's fellow workers
不单单是我做
Not only I do it
也不是单单主做
It's not God who does it only
是主在我里面做
But it is God who works in us
是我在主里面做
And also it is we working in him
其实呢这个问题呢是我们福音的中心呢
Actually, this question is the very center of our gospel.
也是许许多多那个圣经难题的解答。
It is also the answer to all the thorny questions in the Bible.
人是怎么得救的呢
？How is man saved?
他是神拣选的呢
？Is it because God's election?
还是人的自由意志呢
？Or is it because man's free will?
主耶稣见这基督他还要再来。
Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
是父定的旨意，制定的日期，没有能够知道，没有能够改变吗
？Is it the day that the Father has predetermined and nobody can change it？
还是呢，圣徒借着祷告，借着服事，我们可催促主的再来呢
？Or is because of the ministry, because of the prayer of all the saints that hasten His coming？
在圣经里面呢，充满了这样子的那个就教导。
And in the Bible, it's full of teachings like this.
它实在是两个方面都有的。
So they include both sides.
如果不是神拣选，没有人能够得救。
If not for God's election, nobody can be saved.
如果不是圣灵感动，没有人能够认耶稣基督是主的。
If not for the moving of the Holy Spirit, nobody can claim the Lord as Jesus Christ.
但是人信主呢，确确实实呢是人里头的定义要。跟随主
But still, when men believe in the Lord, it is man's determination that he wants to follow the Lord.
是我们自由意志的选择。
This is the choice of your free will.
主再来的日子呢，没有能够知道。
Nobody knows the Lord's day.
连子都不知道。
Not even the son. The son.
父按照他的权柄定下的日子呢，其实不能改变的。
Now, our Father, by His sovereignty, has set the day which can never be changed.
这是圣经里头的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
但是圣经又说到
But the Bible also tells us,
圣徒呢借着祷告
all the saints through their prayers,
借着心腹里装饰整齐、啊、
when a bride is all prepared,
我们可以催促主的再来
and we can hasten his coming.
你看我们是与神同工的
So you see, we now work together with God.
在每一件事情上都是这样子的
In everything is the same way.
是神 他先要做一件事情。
So it is God who wants first to do something.
他在我们里面起了那个意念。
So he stirs up this intent in us.
要我们起来立志。
So that we will.
让我们起来服事。
So we will serve him.
所以呢，立志呢这件事情啊。
So to purpose in mind.
是呢，我们里面呢对神那个永远旨意的回应。
Is the inner response of our hearts to God's eternal purpose.
因为我们喜欢神的旨意。
So that we will love his will.
我们追寻他的旨意。
So that we will pursue his will.
我里面呢立定心志要走在这条旨意当中。
So that I resolve in my heart that I want to walk in his will.
所以呢在圣经里面呢他用了好多次立志。
So in the Bible, it mentions several times to purpose.
有时候中文翻译啊他说是立了心志。
So a lot of times the Chinese Bible would say to purpose in mind.
有时候他说呢是立了志向
or to purpose and ambition
但是呢在原文里头呢它有两个字说到立志
but in its original it used two words to
一个呢字呢是那个 thelo 哈
to explain this word one is thelo
那这个字呢有三方面的意思
and this word has three meanings to it
一个呢它是说到我们里面的定规
first is to will inside of a heart
立志就是说呢我决定要做这件事情
To purpose is simply saying that I will to do this thing.
那么立志呢他也说到呢我们里面的那个渴慕。
And to purpose in our mind also speaks of our desire.
因为我们里面对一件美好的事情里面有渴慕。
Because we desire something wonderful.
所以我们立志。
So we make our decision, we will.
那么他第三方面呢还说到 这个字呢，还说到一个选择。
Now the third meaning to this word is to choose.
在许多的那个可能当中，我做一个选择。
Now among all the possibilities, I make this choice.
实在来说了，如果你只有一条路可走啊，没有什么好励志的。
If there is only way for you, there is no such a thing as choosing.
就是因为呢，我可能我可以去爱马爱世界，我们也可以来爱神。
But now it is because it's possible for me to love the world or to love Mammon.
我可能要去侍奉马门。我也可以来侍奉神。
I could serve Mammon or I could serve God.
我在里头呢做了一个选择。
So in me I made decision.
这是我立志。
So this is that I purpose in my mind.
在圣经原理的还有另外一个字。
And also in its original there is another word.
它是 philtioma 哈这个字。
Philtioma.
那它这个字呢有两方面的意思。
And there are two meanings to this word.
一方面呢说到了辛劳。
Now on one hand it means to strive.
说到劳苦。
To labor.
也就是说呢。立志呢，不单只是里面心里这么想。
So to purpose in your mind is not just an inner thought.
立志呢，还包括我们努力去做。
To purpose also means you strive for it.
前面那个定了意呢，只不过就那个立志的一半而已。
So to make a decision is just the first half of your purpose.
立志要成功呢，还必须为了所立的志的辛劳。
Now for your purpose to be accomplished, you have to labor for it.
它这个志呢，还有另外一方面的意思啊。
And there's another meaning to this word.
它是说到那个立，有那个大志向。
That is to make an ambition.
就是我们说的是有那个雄心抱负啊。
Or to say you have this grand idea, ambition, aspiration for something.
我们呢，有时觉得不太喜欢这个字啊。
Sometimes we don't like this word much.
但是呢，我就想起那个何作文教师他说了一句话。
But I remember Sister Berber once said.
他说呢，我为己呢无所求。
I, for myself, I ask for nothing.
但是呢，我为主求一切。
But for the Lord, I ask for everything.
这是神要我们立的志。
This is the purpose that God wants us to purpose in our heart.
是个大志。
This is a great ambition.
所以当圣经说到立志的时候呢
，So when the Bible speaks of to purpose in your heart,
它一面呢说到我们的魂里面那个定规。
On one hand, it speaks of a decision in your soul.
是因为呢，我在情感里面的渴慕喜爱。
It is in the emotion, in the desire, in my soul.
是我心思里面的抉择。
It's a decision in my thoughts.
然后呢，在我意志里面的定规。
And then in my volition, I make a decision.
同时呢，我在外面呢，为了这个所定规的事情呢，尽心竭力。
And outwardly, for this very purpose, I purpose in my mind, I strive, I labor for it.
就好像保罗说呢，就照着他在我里面运行的大能啊，尽心竭力。
Just as Paul says, according to the power that works mightily in me, I strive, I labor.
那么神在我们里头所立的志向。
The purpose that we made in us.
那是特别是说到我们这个人呢，在那些事情上呢，需要有的学习。
Tells us the things that we really have to learn from.
当然，所有的说到要的地方的时候呢，都是说到我们的定义哈。
When God says all the do's that speaks of our will.
但是呢，神特别在某些事情上呢，他要我们立志。
But in particular things, especially God wants us to make a decision to purpose in our mind.
他在我们里面运行的第一个要立的志向啊。
He works in us to purpose in our heart.
第一个呢，就是要立志在我口中啊没有过失。
First thing is to purpose in our mind that I will not transgress with my mouth.
在诗篇十七篇的第三节怎么说
？In Psalm 17:3, we read.
他说：“你已经试验我。
You've tested me.
你在夜间检查我。
And you visited me in the night.
你熬炼我。
You tried me.
却找不着什么。
And you found nothing wrong.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我立志在我口中啊没有过失。
Because I purpose that I will not transgress with my mouth.
哎，你有没有发觉我们在一生啊大概最难学的功课啊，就是。我们的口中啊没有过失。
Now the hardest lesson for all our life is that as you realize that we would not stumble in our word.
我常常啊那个有这样的经历。
I often have these experiences.
啊，我巴不得我昨天讲那句话呢能够收得回来。
I wish so much that I could take back what I said yesterday.
我真恨了我为什么刚刚说的那句话。
I hated myself so much. Why did I say that?
为了我刚刚说的那句话呢我在神面前认罪。
And for the word I just spoke, I really repented before
我向我的弟兄认罪。
And I acknowledge my wrongs toward my brother.
那个雅各书里面告诉我们，那个舌头呢是最不容易被控制的。
Now the book of James tells us that your tongue is the hardest control member.
他说呢，那个一切的，那个天空的飞禽啊，地上的走兽，海里的鱼啊，甚至昆虫啊，都可以被人制服的。
Every beast, birds, and reptiles of the world, even the creatures of the sea, is tamed.
但是呢，这个舌头呢是没有人能够制服的。
But the tongue, nobody can control it.
它是那个不止息的恶物啊。
It's a restless evil.
充满了各样的那个诡诈。
And full of deadly poison.
我们是不是都有这样的经历呢？
Don't we all have the same experience?
哎呀，我们呢，有的时候我常常觉得，这个我们没有所谓。有口无心这件事情。
Often I feel that there is no such a thing that I say something but I don't mean it.
我们呢，那个说话说错了哈，这个常常是有原因的。
When we say something wrong, there are reasons for that.
不管什么样的原因呢，我总觉得那个这个舌头啊是这么样的难控制。
But whatever the reason is, our tongue is so hard to bridle.
所以呢，在那个雅各书他说，如果有人他在口中没有过失的话
，So in the book of James we read that if a person does not stumble in his word,
那他就是个完全人。
Then he is a perfect man.
哦，他也能够勒住他的全身呢。
He is able to bridle all his body as well.
人为什么会在外面，我会在口中说这些话呢
？Why do we often utter what we say？
那主耶稣他说，我们心里所充满的呢，口里就说出来。
Lord Jesus tells us that out of the abundance of our heart we speak。
因为我们里头啊，充满了各样的苦毒啊。
Because we're filled with all kinds of bitterness。
所以我们在外面就很不由自主就说出伤人的话。
So very unwittingly, we simply, spit it all out.
这因为我们里面呢缺乏了那个平安在我们里面。
Because we lack peace inside.
我们外面就不容易说那个和睦的话。
So outwardly, it's very hard for us to say peaceful words.
实在是我们这里心里所示的呢，我们口里说得出来。
Because we simply speak what we are inwardly.
所以当那大卫啊，他在说这句话的时候。
So when David speaks of this.
他说我立志在我口中没有过失到底什么意思呢
Now, he says that I purpose that I will not transgress with my mouth. What does it mean?
然后他是说就神给他装个拉链把嘴巴 把他拉起来
Does he want God to put a zipper to zip him up?
说话说太多了从今开始不说了
Since he's been speaking so much, soFrom now on, he will zip up, saying nothing.
那个诗人告诉我们呢、啊。
And the psalmist tells us.
他说呢，我禁止口中不说话的时候。
When I refrain my words.
我连好话都说不出来的时候啊。
Even I good words I cannot.
我里面的愁苦就发动了。
And my bitterness is stirred up.
我们呢管不住我们的嘴了。
We simply cannot control our mouth.
当他说他要立志。口中没有过失的时候
When David says he purposed not to transgress with his mouth
我相信呢他是说他要把他这个人呢摆在主的手中
I believe he says he wants to place his whole being in God's
hand 让神在他里面工作
Let God work in him
把这个人呢做成一个有爱的人
Let God work in him that he becomes a man of love
然后呢我们在外面呢能够说安慰人的话
So outwardly then he can say words of comfort
把我里面做成是一个甘甜的人。
When God turns us into a sweet person,
我们呢外面能够说那个喜乐的话。
Then we could say joyful words to other people.
把我里面呢做成一个有神性情的人。
When God makes us into people with His divine character,
好叫我们外面能够说造就人的好话。
Then outwardly we would speak words edifying people.
所以呢，神要我们第一个立的志呢。
So the first purpose God wants us to purpose
要我们呢在口中啊，立志在口中没有过失
is that we should purpose not to transgress with our mouth
其实呢口中没有过失口中的过失呢
actually all the wrongs from our mouth
不是一个人两个人的特权
are not the privileges for just one or two people
有时候我觉得好像话说多的人呢容易说错话
Sometimes I feel that those who talk much often speak wrong words.
但是呢，那些说话说的不多的人。
But then again, with those who don't talk much.
他在里面呢，已经起伏翻腾了，蕴藏了很久啊。
But if there is something inside that person's heart being surging, being tumbling around.
他里面爆发出来的时候，那个伤人呢，不见得来得轻省。
Now when that inward thing breaks out from that person, the harm he does is less than those who talk much.
不在于我们外面的个性，外面的表达。
So it really doesn't matter how our character outwardly is or how we express ourselves.
完全在于我们这个人里面的所事。
It all depends who we are.
我们心里所事的呢，口里就说出来。
Because out of the abundance of the heart, then you speak.
实在是需要神呢，管住我们这个心呢。
We really need the Lord to restrain our hearts.
在我们里面这个人变化。
So that He would transform our inner man.
好叫我们口中没有过失。
So that we would not stumble in our words.
好叫我们的话呢能够造就人。
So that our words would edify others.
所以呢，他这个圣灵在我们里面住，要我们立的第二个志啊。
And the second purpose that through the Holy Spirit He wants us to purpose in our heart.
我们要立志呢做安静人。
Is that we should make it our ambition to lead a quiet life.
在那个哥林多前书第四章第十一节这么说。
In 1 Corinthians.
哦，不是，提撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十一节。
In 1 Thessalonians 4:11.
他说呢，你们要立志做安静人。
It says that make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
办自己的事，亲手做工啊，办自己的事。
To mind your own business, to work with your own hands.
这里呢，说到安静人呢，还不单是说到话语的问题啊。
Now here, when we see to lead a quiet life, it not only concerns words.
他这里呢是说到呢，我们对于神所交给我们的工作，我们的态度是什么
？But also concerns the attitude toward the work which God gives us.
那个人呢，天然性就很喜欢看别人。
Well, by our human nature, we just like to look at others.
这个我们手中有很多的工作
Although we have so much work in our hands
但是呢我总是喜欢看这个人怎么样看那个人怎么样这个人做的怎么样那个人做的怎么样
I always look around to see how this or that person is doing
那个什么我有的时候啊这个跟我忙到个地步我们都忘了主交代我们做了什么事
Sometimes we busy ourselves so much that we forgot what God has told us to do
那在主耶稣他复活以后啊
After the Lord was resurrected
他那个有一天呢，彼得呢带着门徒去打鱼去了。
Now when one day Peter took all the disciples to go fishing.
那么主呢向他们显现。
And the Lord appeared to them.
在显现的时候呢
，In his appearing.
他对彼得这么说。
Our Lord said to Peter.
说西门彼得啊，你爱我比这些还深吗
？Simon Peter, do you love me more than all these?
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你的。
Peter says, Lord, you know. That I love you.
是这个被主说呢，你要喂养我的小羊。
And the Lord says, "Tender my sheep."
这样子的同样的话呢，重复了一共三次。
Now the same words are repeated three times.
他就是要彼得呢，以后呢，不要再带门徒们去打鱼了。
Our Lord wants Peter to know that he would never take all disciples to go.
好好带领你的弟兄啊。
He told Peter to take care of your brethren.
好好来服侍我们的主。
To serve our Lord well.
那然后呢？他说，你年轻的时候呢，束上带子，随意往来啊。
And our Lord says, when you're younger, you gird yourself wherever you wish.
到你老年的时候呢，人家把你带到你不喜欢的地方去。
But when you're old, people will come to gird you and to take you to the place where you do not want to go.
主告诉他说呢，有一天呢，你要为我殉道。
The Lord says to him that one day you'll be martyr for me.
我想说，彼得听到这两句话之后啊。
And I think that after Peter heard all these sayings,
他应该赶快先想哈。
He should think right away.
主要我做个牧人。
The Lord wants me to be a shepherd.
牧养主的羊。
To feed, to tend his sheep.
我有没有牧人的心肠呢
？Do I have the heart of a shepherd?
我这个主要我在加利利等略，加利利等候，结果带着门徒去打鱼去了。
The Lord told me to wait in Galilee, but instead I took all the disciples to go fishing.
主说我有一天要为他殉道。
The Lord said, one day I would be martyred for his account.
但是呢，没有多久以前我还三次不认主啊。
But not long ago, three times I denied him.
应该说主啊，我真做不来啊。 求你帮助啊。
So Peter showed him say, Oh Lord, I can't do it, help me.
很稀奇呢，彼得没有想这些事情。
But amazingly, Peter never thought any of these.
他看见那个约翰呢，在主耶稣的旁边。
He saw John standing next to Lord Jesus.
他说我要牧羊，我要寻道，那么这个人将来怎么样呢？
So he said, Well, I will tend the sheep, I will be martyred. How about this man?
这人将来如何啊？
What about this man?
他都忘了他的主对他的交代了。
He's forgotten what the Lord has told him already.
一想呢，就想到他常常跟他这个争大的那个约翰。
Right away he thinks of John, who often contends with him to be the greatest among all.
主呢就说了一句很重的话。
So the our Lord says something very heavy.
他说如果我要他等到我再来的时候，与你何干呢
？If I want him to wait until I come, what is that to you?
你来跟从我吧。
You follow me.
哎呀，我想多少时候主像我们这样子说话。
Well, how often when the Lord speaks this to us?
这个人或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在。
Whether this man stands or falls, he has his own master.
他的主人要负他的责任。
His master will be responsible for this man.
你来跟从我吧。
You follow me.
我们实在是需要立志的做安静人。
So we do have to make it our ambition to lead a quiet life.
常常呢，在主面前呢，思想主啊，还有什么事情你要指示的吗？
We often come before His presence and think, Lord, is there anything that I need to do?
我的服事里头还有哪些地方需要改进的吗？
Is there other improvement that I need to make in my service?
这是主要我们立的志啊。
And this is the purpose that the Lord wants us to purpose in our mind.
那么在这句话里头呢，他用的那个立志啊。就是我们刚刚说的第二个那个字。
Now, in this saying, our Lord is using the second meaning of to purpose in your mind.
就是那个要立，要有那个雄心抱负那个字。
That is to purpose a great grand ambition.
我们每次在想到说，主如果要我立一个大志向的话。
Well, every now and then we think that if the Lord wants me to make a great ambition,
我要回中国传福音。
Then I'll go back to China to preach the gospel.
我要去乡农村传福音。
Or I'll go to villages.
我要去新疆传福音。
Or to 新疆 to preach the gospel.
他这里呢，他用的那个，他是要我们立一个雄心大志，什么雄心大志呢
？But here the Bible tells us to make an ambition for ourselves.
要我们做一个安静人。
Simply to lead a quiet life.
哎，我每次想到这里的时候，我说主啊，这跟我的想法到底是相差多么的远。
Whenever I think of this, I would say, Oh Lord, how far, far away this is from what I thought.
做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，不是一件容易的事。
To lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, to work with your own hands is certainly not an easy matter.
必须要有那个 ambition 啊，有那个大志啊，才做得来的。
You have to have this great ambition to actually do it all.
那么圣灵在我们里面呢，还要做第三个立第三个志。
And in the Bible, it also teaches to purpose another thing.
要我们能够讨主的喜悦。
That is to purpose the will to please Him.
在哥林多后书啊，第五章啊，第九节这么说啊。
In 2 Corinthians 5:9, we read.
他说、啊：“不论我们或住在身内，离了身外。
Whether we're at home or absent.
我们立的志向呢，要得主的喜悦。
We have this as our ambitions to please the Lord.
圣灵呢，在我们里面把这个大志向摆到我们里头。
Now the Holy Spirit has placed this grand ambition in us.、
啊、这里的立志跟刚刚用那个立志同一个字哈。
This is the same word as it is used before.
这是一个雄心大志。
This is a grand ambition and aspiration.
要我们能够讨主的喜悦。
So that we will please the Lord.
我们在一般人听到讨人的喜欢的时候呢，常常很负面的。
Well, whenever we talk about to please someone, we always think of it negatively.
保罗有时候也说了，难道我是讨人喜欢的吗
？Even Paul says, "Am I still trying to please man?"
但是呢，这里说到我们要讨主的喜悦的时候
，But here when we speak, the fact that we want to please the Lord.
它是因为爱和尊重的结果。
This is the result of love and respect.
因为主呢，他是创造宇宙万物的主。
Because the Lord is the Creator who creates all.
我们敬拜他。
So we worship Him.
我们赞美他。
We praise Him.
所以呢，我们立了志向要讨他的喜悦。
So we purpose this ambition that we want to please Him.
更是因为呢， 他爱我们，为我们死在十字架上。
Even so more is that because he loved us, he died for us on the cross.
神的爱在我里面，主的爱在我里面激励我们。
So God's love, the Lord's love is compelling me inside.
因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
As we judge that one man died for all died.
叫我们这活的人呢，不再为自己活。
So now we who live no longer live for ourselves.
乃为那为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the very one who died for us.
哎，是因为爱的激励的缘故。
Because of this compelling of love.
我们要讨我们主的喜悦。
So we want to please our Lord.
你知道，讨主的喜悦的时候呢，刚刚开始的时候啊，常常也是说到要放下我们的喜悦。
When we want to please our Lord, in the very beginning, that tells us that we have to let go of our own desires.
因为我们多少年了，已经习惯了讨世界的喜悦。
Because for so many years, we're used to, to please the world.
讨人的喜悦。
To please man.
甚至讨我们肉体的喜悦。
Or to please the gratification of our
我们呢,
flesh.
我们不知道怎么样来讨主的喜悦。
So we really don't know how to please the Lord.
我们呢，所以主要我们立一个大志。
So the Lord wants us to purpose this ambition.
我们得对主说，主啊，这是你喜欢的。
We will say to the Lord, Lord, as long as this is what you like.
就是我喜欢的。
Then it is my liking too.
我愿意为你的缘故。
For your sake.
我愿意放下我的喜悦。
I'm willing to let go my likings.
我要讨你的喜悦。
Simply to please you.
这件事情我要做的。
The thing that I want to do.
照我的意思，照我里头的喜悦，我是要这么样做的。
According to my inner thinking that I want to do it.
但是呢，因为你不喜悦的缘故。
But because you do not like it.
我就不做。
I will not do it.
原来我不愿意做的事情。
Things I'm not willing to do originally.
因为你喜悦的缘故。
Because you like it.
我愿意去做。
Then I'm willing to do them.
你知道，当我们有这样子的立志的时候。
Now when we have this purpose in heart.
神要在我们里面做一件事情。
Then God will do something in us.
神要把他的喜悦呢，做成我们的喜悦。
God will work His desires into us to become ours.
我们越这样子与主同行的时候，
the more we walk with the Lord in such a way,
你越发觉呢，我们里头喜悦的呢，就是神所喜悦的。
The more you realize that your joy is simply the Lord's joy,
神所喜悦的自然就成为我的喜悦。
And the Lord's desires have now become my desires.
我一点都不觉得聚会辛苦。
And I would not feel it's so laborious.
我一点都不觉得读经祷告是什么样难处。
And I would not feel it's so strenuous to study the Bible.
因为主的喜悦呢，成为我的喜悦。
Because the Lord's likings are now my likings.
是神在我们里面做的。
And this is all done through the Lord in us.
那么在讨主喜悦里的许多事情里头。
Now in the so many matters, to please the Lord.
没有一件事情呢，比遵行主的旨意来的更讨主的喜悦。
Now none of them is more pleasing to the Lord.Than to do His will.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们呢，神在我里面呢，要立第四个志愿。
So the Bible teaches us that God will purpose the fourth.
我们叫立志遵行他的旨意。
That is to purpose to do His will.
在约翰福音第七章第十七节啊。
In John 7:17.
他说，人若立志遵行他的旨意。
We read that if he's willing to do God's will,
就必知道这教训呢，或是出于我，或是来出自于神的。
He will know whether this teaching is from God,
还是我出自于自己说的。
Or it is from the person who says it.
那个老约翰呢，他在约翰三书这么说。
And also Apostle John also says,
他说了我
John 3,
他说啊，那我。听见我的儿女们呢，按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
In the third epistle of John, he says that I have no joy more than to hear of my children walking in the truth.
老约翰呢，他在里头呢，体贴主的心肠。
There, this old apostle John really is after the Lord's heart.
当他听见他儿女们照着神的真理而行的时候，他里面是何等样的欢喜。
When he hears that all his children are walking in the truth, how joyful he is.
同样的，我们若以立志遵行着神的旨意。
Now, likewise, if we purpose this will to do His will,
我们主的喜悦没有比这个大的。
Then our Lord's joy is none other than, no greater than this.
同时他也应许我们。
He also promises us that.
如果我们愿意遵行他的旨意。
If we're willing to do His will,
就能够认识明白他的话。
We will now understand His word.
我们没有办法明白神的话。
We'll never be able to understand His word.
除非我们愿意遵行他的话。
Unless we're willing to do His will.
我们如果只是知道他的话。
If only we know His word,
却不愿意去遵行他的话。
We know Him, but we're not willing to do His will.
那个话呢，对我们永远都是那个都是生疏的。
All those words aren't very, very raw to us.
我们永远没办法明白的。
So we'll never be able to understand them.
当神在我们里面这样子的运行。
Now, when God works in us in such a way.
他把这些事情呢摆在我们心里头。
That He's placed so many things in our hearts.
要我们立志来叫我们的口中没有过失。
So that we purpose in our hearts, we will not transgress with our mouth.
要我们立志做安静人。
We purpose in ambition that we want to lead a quiet life.
要我们立志得主的喜悦。
And we also purpose to do His will.
同时呢立志遵行他的旨意。
And we will to do His word.
神要做他的工作。
Then God will do His work.
但是你发觉呢，我们在信主的路程中啊，我们不是不立志。
And then you realize that it's not that we never will in our spiritual journey.
我们常常立志。
We often have some purpose in our heart.
年初的时候我们立志。
In the very beginning, we would have a resolution.
今年要把圣经读一遍。
That for this year, I would read the Bible several times.
在那个时候我们立志则要好好的那个读主的话。
And we resolve in our mind that we would study God's word thoroughly.
我们立志呢要好好来服侍主。
We purpose in our heart to serve the Lord.
但是你会发觉有多少的立志呢这个我们这个做得成的。
But then have you found that how many of all these resolutions that really succeed?
我们立志呢不能说不是神在我们里面做但是常常失败啊。
The kind of purpose we purpose in our heart, you cannot say it's not the working of the Lord, but why is it often we fail?
我们家有两个年轻人。
In my house, we have two young people.
所以呢我对年轻人呢稍微认识一点。
So I have certain understanding of young people.
我们在年轻的时候呢我们这次特别喜欢励志。
When we are young, we especially like to resolve in our mind.
不知道你们立过这个志没有？
Have you ever made this resolution in your heart?
我将来立志要做个总统。
That I resolve to become a president.
我立志呢要做个医生。
Or I resolve to become a doctor.
甚至呢更好，我们要立志做个大传道人。
Or even better, I resolve to become a great evangelist.
但是呢，年轻人呢，这是三分钟热度。
But for young men, the fervor lasts only for 3 minutes.
小宝呢，今天立志要做军人。
Our little kid 小宝one day said he wants to be a soldier.
他爸爸说他明天呢，他立志做那个清道夫。
And then his father says next day he said he wants to be a clean up person.
这实在是我们里面的天性。
This is just our natural life, natural character.
所以呢，神在我们要我们立志的同时
，So when God wants us to purpose in our mind,
他要把一些性情跟经历做到我们里头。
He also wants to work in certain characters and experiences in us.
没有这些性情，没有这些经历呢，我们没有办法立志，没有办法遵行神的旨意。
Now without these characters, without these experiences, we can never purpose in our mind to do His will.
首先一个神要做在我们里面做了一个性情
Now the first character that God wants to work in us
就是我们要里面要有恒心
is that we have to have this persistent resolution
要有一个坚定不移的性情
we have to have this steadfast unmovable character
你知道呢我们呢 很容易灰心啊
you know we very often we simply are downcast lose our heart
一点点失败了就把我们打倒了
With a little bit of failure, we are struck down.
一定的挫折呢，就让我们灰心丧志。
With a little bit of setback, we are so despaired.
所以呢，当在使徒行传第十一章里头啊。
So in Acts 11.
当那个耶路撒冷的教会啊，听见福音的传到外邦去了。
When the church at Jerusalem heard that the gospel has now been spread over to Gentiles,
他们就打发了那个安慰子巴拿巴。到他们当中去
He sent Barnabas, the son of comfort, to them.
他呢一路走到安提亚去。
So Barnabas all the way went to Antioch.
在一路上呢，安慰着那个建造圣徒。
So on his way there, he comforted all the saints and built up churches.
他看见神在那里做的工作，他里头实在是欢喜。
And there he saw God's work. He simply rejoiced.
同时呢，他勉励众人呢。
And also he encouraged them all.
要立定心志。
That they should have a resolute heart.
要恒久靠主。
To remain true to the Lord.
他要他们里头有恒心呢，恒久的倚靠主。
He wants them to have this persistent resolution to rely on God all the way.
在原文里头，恒心呢，其实意思呢，就是留在留下来的意思啊。留在什么事情上
？In its original, to have a persistent resolution simply means you just remain there.
所以恒心呢，就是说，神告诉你的事，神教导你的事，神启示你的事，你停留在那里，不要随便移动。
It simply means that the things that God has taught you, told you, revealed to you, you remain in it all. Do not change.
所以在哥罗西书里头，他说啊，他说你们要在所信的道上恒心呢。
So in Colossians we read that you should be established firmly and steadfastly.
好，叫你们，我叫你们心里坚固啊，那个根基稳固。不致被引动失去那个福音的盼望。
So that you will not be moved away from the hope of the gospel.
如果神他不把那个恒心呢住在我们里面的话。
If God does not work this persistent resolution in our heart.
我们今天会立这个志，明天会立那个志。
Today I will purpose this way, tomorrow I will do the other way.
我们呢今天想到做这个，明天想要做那个。
Today I will think of doing this, tomorrow I will think of doing something else.
结果那么一事无成。
And then in the end, we accomplished nothing.
很多时候呢，他那个神的工作呢是需要时间的，需要忍耐的。
A lot of time God's work demands time and patience.
他里头说行善呢，不可以丧志啊。
So Paul says in Galatians that you should do good to the household of God and do not lose heart.
他说到的时候呢，他就要生成。
In due time you will reap.
神有神自己的时间。
Because God has His own timetable.
神有他自己工作的方法子。
And God has His own principle.
神要我们在我里面为着神的工作立志。
When God wants us to purpose in our mind for His work.
神也要我们在他所启示我们的事情上有恒心。
He also wants us to remain persistent, resolute in His revelation.
这是神要在我们里面的性情做的。
And this is the character that God wants to work in us.
那么要使神在我们里面所立的志要成就啊。
And for the purpose that God has placed in us to be accomplished,
我们还必须有第二个条件。
We have to fulfill the second condition.
就是呢，我们要有受苦的心志。
That is, we have to have this purpose to suffer.
保罗他在提摩太后书啊第三章十二节吧，还是在提摩太后书他这么说。
In Second Timothy, Paul says this.
他说呢，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
He who desires to live.Godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
当我们立志愿意来在基督里头敬虔度日的时候，
When we purpose in our mind to live a godly life,
我们一定会碰到许许多多的难处。
We will come across all variety of difficulties.
保罗说呢，我们受患难是命定的。
Paul says it is appointed for us to suffer affliction.
不要以为我们信了主以后呢，以后一帆风顺的，什么事情什么难处都没有了。
Don't you ever think that once you believe in the Lord, you will sail through your life without any problems?
我们刚刚说呢，信了主以后呢，我们呢开始一个崭新的经历。
Now we just mentioned that after we believe in the Lord, we now start a brand new experience.
就是呢，是主做主呢，还是我做主？
And that is the Lord being the master or I am being the master?
我们发觉呢，是主跟我一起做主。
Then we realize it's actually that the Lord and I together being the master.
主在我里面做，我在主里面做。
Because the Lord works in me and I work in him.
啊，那个是何等有福啊，何等那个奇妙的经历。
Oh, what a blessed and a wonderful experience this is.
但信了主了以后呢， 主还有我们有另外一层的经历。
Now after we believe in the Lord wants to experience another dimension of the spiritual journey.
他要我们进入那个属灵的征战。
That is that he wants us to enter into this spiritual warfare.
因为我们从前信主以前呢、啊、
，Before we believe in the Lord,
没有什么太大的问题。
There are no questions regarding this.
我们呢是属世界的。
Because we belong to the world.
世界呢爱属他的人。
And the world loves whoever belongs to him.
我们是属那个我们的父呢是魔鬼。
Because our father was the devil.
我们是在黑暗的权势里头。
And we live in the power of darkness.
所以呢，我们跟黑暗的世界里头没有什么冲突的。
So we existing in the darkness of the world.
因为我们就是其中的、
no、
我们就是其中的一份子。
Because we're part of them.
信了主以后、啊、
But after we believe in the Lord.
主说呢，他把我们，他救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
The Lord says that He has delivered us from the power of darkness.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And has conveyed us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
是爱子那个光明的国度里头。
This is the beloved Son's kingdom of light.
从前呢，我们在黑暗的权势底下。
Before we were under the domain of darkness.
如今呢，我们是在光明的国度里。
But today we are in the kingdom of light.
你立刻呢，就进入一个经历了。
Right away, you enter into some experience.
就是黑暗与光明的征战。
That is a struggle between the darkness and light.
撒旦与神的征战。
That is warfare between God and Satan.
信了主之后啊。
After believing the Lord.
难处是很自然。
It's very natural that for we to encounter.
碰到难处的时候呢，不要以为稀奇。
So don't you be so amazed when you come across problems as though it's something strange.
在历史历代里头啊，有许许多多那个为神呢受苦的那些见证。
Throughout the generations and ages, we could see so many testimonies of people who suffer for the Lord.
在历史历代呢，都有圣徒呢为的神的缘故呢受苦。为了神的缘故呢，寻道。
And throughout the ages, they are disciples who suffer for the Lord and who actually die for the Lord.
在教会初期的三百年呢，这三百年当中啊
，In the first 300 years of the church history,
神的教会呢，经历了罗马帝国十次的大逼迫。
God's churches have gone through 10 persecutions of the Roman Empire.
我们呢，如果去读那些殉道史的话，
and if you read all the history of the martyrdom,
你会读到许许多多感人的故事。
And you will read so many touching stories.
每一个故事呢，都激励我们。
And every story simply stirs up.
在西元两百大概零五年左右的时候，
maybe it's in AD 205.
有一个姊妹啊，一个很年轻的一个姊妹，
a very young sister.
他的中文的翻译是肥百秋啊 ，Perpetuous。
Perpetuous。
他那时候呢，大概只有26岁。
She was only 26 years old。
他结了婚，刚好有一个小婴孩。
And she was married and she got a baby。
他家里很有钱，他父亲非常爱他。
She was rich and her father loved her very much。
但是他信了主了。
After she believed in the Lord。
啊，真是爱主。
She loved the Lord so dearly.
就大逼迫来了。
And then the great tribulation came.
人把他下到监里头去。
So people imprisoned her.
他父亲来到监里头啊，求他，向他哭着求他。
And her father came to the prison and he begged her bitterly with tears.
说你可不可以为我你父亲的缘故，不要再跟随主了。
Could you please, for your father's sake, not to follow the Lord?
你知道女儿啊最亲的、啊、就她的父亲啊除了她将来的丈夫以外啊
You know, the person that a daughter is most close to is her father next to her husband.
父亲跟女儿之间的那个 binding 啊是非常奇妙的。
The bonding between a father and a daughter is so wonderful, so amazing.
当他那个爱他的父亲来求他的时候
When her father who loved her so much came to beg her.
他里面那个挣扎呢实在是不可以言喻的。
The inward struggle simply cannot be expressed in words.
同时呢他还有一个小 baby.
And then again she also had her little
baby. 但这个孩子还需要吃奶。
And this baby was still nursing.
所以呢，那个当他被关的时候啊，那个当时的那个方伯啊，这个不准他那个 他孩子来看他。
So while she was imprisoned, the magistrate in charge would not allow the baby to come to see the mother.
所以呢，必须有两个执事偷偷的、啊、这个、趁着他有点休息时间，把他孩子送来啊，一天就喂孩子喂奶喂一次。
So the two elders went took the baby secretly into the prison when this sister had just a little bit of free time for the baby to be nursed.
你知道那个父母之间的那个链子已经是够紧的了。
You know the bonding between parents and children are tight enough.
这里呢还有一个母亲跟她的婴孩、那个紧紧的链子在那里。
Here we also see the bonding of chains between a child and the child's mother, which is so intimately intertwined.
当审判官审判他的时候
，So when the judge judge her,
难道你不能为你的爱你的父亲这个让步吗
？Wouldn't you give in for the sake of the father that you love？
难道你不能为你那个怀中的婴孩这个妥协吗
？Wouldn't you give in for the baby in your arm？
哦、主的爱在接他里面激励他。
Oh, but at this time, the Lord's love compels her.
他说：“我的主是这么样的爱我。”
And she says, "My Lord loved me so."
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我活。
He lived for me.
那我们这些活的人，岂能为自己活
？So that those of us who live, how can we live for ourselves?
我们若活的，是为主而活。
If we live, we live to the Lord.
我们若死呢，是为主而死。
If we die, we die to the Lord.
我或活或死，总是主的人。
To live or to die, we are the Lord's.
他里面信心坚定的，不肯妥协。
Her faith was steadfast. He would not concede.
结果呢，就判着死刑啊。
Then she was sentenced to death.
他跟另外一个姊妹呢，一同送到那个刑场去。
So, together with another sister,
那个姊妹
she was sent to the execution room.
那个姊妹呢？她送到监里的时候，就是正是怀孕、身孕重的时候。
The other sister, when she was prisoned, she was late in her pregnancy.
她在狱里头啊，生下了一个女儿啊，就交给她的姐姐。
And she gave birth to a daughter, and in prison, so she gave this baby to her sister.
他们两个都被送到戏园里头去。
So to get both of them were sent to the execution place.
用野牛把他们撞死。
Oh, to the arena, so and with the wild ox, they were gorged to death.
用剑刺死。
To be pierced through swords.
我有的时候读到这些这个殉道的故事的时候
，Sometimes as I read all these martyrdom stories,
我在想我们今天所遇见的难处啊。
Then I think all the problems today we encounter
远远不能够跟这些圣徒们相比。
Are simply cannot be compared with all these sins.
但是神呢，不因为我们遇不见这些大波逼迫呢，不就不让我们学这些功课
？But God would never not allow us to learn all these lessons because we would never encounter all these kinds of sufferings.
彼得他说基督呢在肉身受苦。
Peter says that Christ suffered in his flesh.
怎么也当这样的心智呢当作兵器
？So we should always.Also have this purpose of suffering as
因为在肉身受过苦的人就与罪断绝了。
We always have to arm ourselves with the same purpose. So because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
神呢，他不一定要我们那个受许多的苦。
God does not necessarily want us to go through all the not sufferings.
但神他所要的呢
？But what God wants
是我们一个受苦的心智。
Is that we have this purpose to suffer.
我愿意为主受苦。
I'm willing to suffer for him.
不但什么样的苦。
No matter what the suffering might be.
不论让什么样的事情。
No matter the matters might be.
没有一件事情呢，能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
None of the things will separate us from the love of God.
这是神要在我们里面做的。
This is the thing that God wants to work in us.
那么要让神在我们里面所定的意义、要成就。
So that the purpose that God has purposed will be brought to fulfillment.
我们还必须有第三面的学习。
Now we have to learn the third thing.
就是呢，我们要学的紧紧的跟随主。
That is, we need to learn to follow Him closely.
依靠主。
To rely on Him.
知道那句话呢，是神在你们的心里运行啊。
You know the the sentence it says that it is God who works in you.
这个运行的意思呢，是就是感动的意思。
To work means to move you.
是呢，神在我们里面感动我们。
It is God who pumps you in.
把他的心意呢摆在我们里面。
To place His will in your heart.
然后我们立志。
And then we in turn.
然后我们行事。
And then we do the things.
所以呢，我们必须呢对这个感动呢要熟悉。
So we have to be familiar with the moving of God.
是因着主感动了我，所以我立志。
Now, because God has prompted me first, then I make a resolution.
很多时候呢，我们立志呢，不是来自于什么感动。
A lot of times when we are purposing our heart, it is not from the moving of God.
所以保罗他这么说。
So Paul says.
他有这样的经历。
He has such an experience.
他说呢。立志为善啊，由得我。
He says to will to do good is present with me.
行出来的是由不得我。
But how to perform?
哎呀，他也
I cannot find.
他也立志过要行善。
Because Paul willed to do good.
我那个要立志呢，为神做事。
Paul purposed to do things for God.
但是行出来完全不是那个样子。
But what he actually carried out is totally different.
多少时候呢，我们就这样灰心了，我们就丧志了。
So many times we're so despair, we simply lose our heart.
所以我们要清楚呢，是神在里面感动。
We have to be clear on this. It is God who moves us.
神呢，他先有一个美好的旨意在那里。
Now God first has this good pleasure in Him.
他把那个旨意呢，摆在我们里面。
Then He places this goodwill in us.
他在我们里面为这件事情感动我们。
For this very matter, He moves us.
所以我们外面起来有回应。
So outwardly, we would have certain response.
为神这所做要做的这些事情，我们立志。
So for the very thing that God wants to do, we purpose in our mind.
而且是立了个大志。
And we purpose a grand ambition.
唯有神呢，这唯有靠着神呢，在我里面呢，感动我们。
Only by the fact that it is through God who is working in us.
我们的所立的志呢，才可能有恒心啊。
That our purpose would be a persistent resolution.
我们碰见难处的时候呢，才不会退去。
When we encounter problems, we would not draw back.
我想最后再给你们讲个故事。
And lastly, I would like to conclude the message with a story.
那么从前在中国呢，有一个姊妹。
There was this sister in China.
我也常常很稀奇啊，姊妹们的见证啊，好像比弟兄特别多哈。
I'm so amazed that a lot of times sisters' testimonies far exceed the brothers.
这个姊妹呢，她非常年轻。
Now this sister was very young.
很年轻的一个姊妹。
A pretty young sister.
那么她信了主了。
And she believed in the Lord.
她呢，爱主要跟随主。
And she loved the Lord very much. She followed Him.
有一天呢，她在那个他们家的走廊上面走。
One day as she was walking in the hallway in her house,
她发现了有一盆她那有一盆那个玫瑰花。
And they saw this pot of roses.
那有一朵花呢它正要开。
One rose was about to bloom.
它甚至含苞待放。
It's just budding, about to bloom very soon.
她看着花看着看着里面有个意念。
As she was looking at the rose, then she had this thought in her mind.
她想把这个花剪下来。
She was trying to cut it off.
放在她戴在她身上。
To place this rose in herself.
因为她因为她想呢，如果这个花摆在这里的话，过没几天呢，它的香味也没了，花瓣也凋谢了。
She thought that if I just let the rose grow in this pot, in few days the fragrance would be gone and the petal would fall away.
这实在是太可惜了哈，没有人欣赏过它。
What a shame! Nobody.Has appreciated this, enjoyed this flower yet.
如果呢把它带在我身上的话
But if I took it on my body,
我欣赏它
then I can enjoy it.
别人也可以欣赏它
So could others.
就在她这么想的时候
As she was thinking of this,
里面有一个很清楚的声音跟她说话
Inwardly, there is such clear voice speaking to her.
她说里面那个声音跟她说
The inner voice spoke to her.
你呢就像这朵花一样
You're just like this flower.
你愿意把你的青春奉献给我吗
？Are you willing to commit your youth to me？
你愿意在你还年轻的时候，还强壮的时候奉献给我吗
？Are you willing to consecrate yourself to me while you're young, while you're strong？
还是要等到头发白的时候
？Or until you're gray-haired？
最近头发越来越多，白头发越来越多。
Just like me, recently I have more and more white hair.
等，脸上全身起皱纹了。
Or without wrinkles in my face.
走不动了。
When we could hardly walk.
你才要来服侍我吗？
And then you come to serve me.
啊，这年轻的姊妹啊，里头啊就被主所感动了。
Oh, the young sister was so touched by the Lord inwardly.
啊，主啊，我愿意。
She replied, Lord, I am willing.
我愿意把我的青春奉献给你。
I'm willing to consecrate my youth.
供你欣赏。
To be enjoyed by you.
供你使用。
To be used by you.
她就一生呢，认定主，跟随主。
And all her life, she simply followed the Lord with all her gaze.
她一生服侍主。
All her life, she served her Lord.
在年长的时候，成了许许多多人，一生成了许许多人的祝福。
All the way until she was old, she had become such a blessing for so many people.
也许我们不在，我们不像年轻人还年轻，还年轻了，我们年轻不在了。
Maybe we're no longer as young as all our young people.
也许我们头发也已经白了。
Maybe our hair turned white.
但是主这句话呢，是对每一个人说的。
But the Lord saying is speaking to every one of us.
他在我们里面，每个人在里面向我们说话。
He's speaking to each one of us inside of our heart.
他在你们里面感动我们。
Inwardly, he is prompting us.
我们因为我们想一人既替众人死。
As we judge that one died for all.
众人就都死了。
All died.
叫我们这些活着的人。
So that those of us who live.
不再为自己活。
No longer live for ourselves.
乃为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But live for the one who died and who rose again for us.
我们接点祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
父，我们感谢你。
Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你是这样的爱我们。
For you love us so much.
当我们还做罪人的时候，你就差遣你的儿子为我们死。
While we were yet sinners, you sent forth your Son to die for us.
且死在十字架上。
Even died on the cross.
哦，神的爱就在我们向我们显明了。
And the love of God has now been shown forth to us.
父，愿你今天向我们说话。
Oh, Father, may you speak to us today.
当我们还有气息的时候。
While we still have breath.
我们能立定心志来跟随你。
While we still can purpose in our mind to follow you.
单单讨你的喜悦。
Simply to please you solely.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.